All right, what's happening, all you big city blooming onions out there? Yum, 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 and my tum, tum, tum. It's time once again for Monsters in the Morning. My name is Mr. Maniac. Back with me as always is...
In the 90s classic Land Before Time, the little sissy dinosaur had a very special leaf. He called it a star tree. It's me, Touchdown Charlie!
I think you're referring to the tree star, actually. Little tree star.
Oh, what did I say?
It was a gorgeous leaf, too.
Yeah, he what he
is. You just called it a star tree.
Well,
which you just got it mixed up. You got it switched up. It's a tree star. It's
you know what? Star. In my defense, I am dyslexic, so there you have it.
Okay, but I mean, he verbally said it, and it was a visual thing. I thought that maybe
right. I got it mixed up.
Okay, so yours just works any.
Yeah, sometimes I'll put my shoes on my head in the morning.
All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen, Monsters in the Morning, giving you all the sports news, Chicago, Chi-Town stuff I'm talking about. And right now, the buzz of the city, the buzz around this town
is... Buzz Aldrin, he landed on the moon.
He did. You like him, don't you?
Can you believe it? I mean, you look up there and you see this big glowing rock. We landed on that, Mike.
I know. It still takes my breath
only
away.
Only a couple of years ago.
Well, about... You know, about 50 years ago, yeah.
Well, it's all relative.
True, true. I mean, without that accomplishment, who knows where we would be right now.
Buzz Aldrin.
R.I.P.
And Tim Allen. They landed on the moon.
No, Tim Allen wasn't a part of that moon mission. I don't believe so.
Why do I have those two linked?
I don't know.
Well, come on.
They have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
Let's reverse engineer this. Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. Space cadet, space cowboy.
Yes.
Tim Allen, tool time. Okay, he's fixing things. He's with Al Borland.
Mr. Fix It, they called him.
Al Borland, lumberjack.
True.
Axes, cutting down trees.
Yes.
The deforestation of
rainforest.
Of the rainforest.
Yes.
So we've got rainforest. We've got space cadet. How does it connect? Ah, the rainforest is affected by the waves caused by the gravitational pull of the lunar cycle.
Okay. Moon landing,
Tim Allen.
I think we got it.
The eagle rests its head on its fallen shadow. As the days grow longer, the nights get warmer. I still bleed red, white, and blue. Don't you?
That's why I never cook my fish. I eat it raw. It's you get more.
You're a realist then.
Well, I need my meals quick.
So I thought that maybe you were from Japanese descent because that's traditional sushi is raw fish.
I've never heard of that before.
No.
No.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing else that's popular, and that is the Home Run Derby. I'm talking about the All-Star Game. I'm talking about the All-Star Break. This is huge right now for baseball, for pretty much the country. It's a time for us to take a break from all the other sports and enjoy some real hard-hitting fastball, I like to call it. And they're just knocking these balls out of the park. And right now, we are very excited that Javi Baez and Mr. Schwarby Schwarber are going to be representing our baby blue Chicago Cubbies. What do you think?
I'm not clear on the contest. How do they do? How does it work? So they each get what? They get 5 gumballs and they have to put them in their mouth and chew them, and whoever blows the biggest bubble wins.
No, absolutely not. That's completely false. You're completely confused. It's baseball. Okay.
I thought they were saying big league chew.
No
competition, and I was thinking to myself, well, okay.
No one said big league anything. It is the Home Run Derby in celebration of the All-Star Game.
Right, but who's competing? Who's competing? Is it
baseball players, professional baseball sluggers
from the major league?
From the major league.
Also known as the big leagues?
Yes, okay. I guess. Yeah, sure.
And they're trying to chew their way to the top?
They're trying to slug their way to the top.
Big League Chew.
Yeah, Willie, where are you? We're loading the job right now, and the crane is here. I guess I kind of figured figured you wouldn't show up. You know, you guys, I expect you to know what I want you to do before I say it. So, you know, I don't know. I'm going to have to call my dad. I'm going to have to call my dad and tell him. I just want my dad to hug me. Why won't he hug me?
Well, anyway, so I tried to get the permit, and the village said that me and June just weren't allowed to have an above-ground pool.
Were you greasing this guy? You got
to
grease him.
I was being very nice to him. I was being very gentle with him and kind and warm.
You poor, poor soft man. You got to grease these guys like a 1955 Chevy Axel.
It's just a 4-foot above-ground pool. Is that, what's so wrong with that? What's the big problem? So me and June want to take a dip in the pool. It's hot. And Mike? This guy's just not—he's just not playing games. So I mean, I guess we're just gonna have to go to the Holodome again this summer.
You know they've got nice facilities.
They have beautiful facilities there.
They won't let you in. You know
exactly.
They won't let you in unless you are paying to stay in there.
Yeah, of course. We used to just be able to go there. We would pack ourselves a nice little picnic basket, and we would enjoy a nice, beautiful summer afternoon in the Holodome. And then all of a sudden they had a change management, and they saw us coming, and he said, where's your room? What's your room number? And I said, I don't have one. They said, I'm sorry, you can't be here anymore.
You know what did it in for me is when they started putting in the dye that when you would urinate, it would turn purple around you. I was hosed after that. There was no reentry.
They banned you for
life.
There's
pictures of me up there still.
Well, you just simply shouldn't have urinated in the pool constantly, even knowing that they had that. So you knew the dye was in there, right?
They told me. I was calling their bluff.
Oh, okay.
I'm terrible at cards.
And with holding your bladder.
Well, it's a hot day. It's a cool pool. The body does what the body... I don't fight any of the urges that I have.
There's plenty of facilities around the Holodome inside the pool area.
Yeah, but then you got to go inside and you got, you know, it's AC in there and you're wet and it's cold.
I know.
That's how you get pneumonia, Mike.
I know.
And I'm already battling two bouts of pneumonia.
I know.
Big League Chew.
WBBI.
But seriously, folks, there is big action going on in the world right now. I'm talking about the World Cup. I'm talking about Croatia versus the fighting French, France. This is going to be a fun, exciting game. And I am at the edge of my seat. I am on the edge of my seat. I'm shaking. This is the thing that I look forward to most. This is competition at its finest. This is sporting at its finest. This is seeing athletes out on the field running, kicking, jumping, teamwork, coaching at its finest.
I understand France. I'm aware of that, of who they are and what they stand for.
Of course.
I don't like it.
They've been around for centuries.
But I'm not going to get into it. What I am confused about is the other team. So what? It's just a bunch of old ladies with their needles?
Do I have to respond to that? Do I have to? Do you want me to give you a response? Do you want me to give you an honest response?
I don't understand how you could have a team of women crocheting and make that a soccer team, a world champion soccer team.
I don't know how they did it either. I don't know how this band of old women got together and started up this soccer team. I don't know how. That's the miracle of it all. That's it. That is why it's so exciting, is that these old women, some of them well into their 80s, were able to get together, okay? They were able to band together, and they were able to form this cohesive unit, this team.
Now you're being facetious.
I'm not. This is what you want. This is what you got.
Well, congratulations to all those old, elderly, frail women out there, out on the soccer field. Kudos.
How you doing? Thank you. License and registration, please. No, your license. Your license. You? You know, it's about to expire. Yeah, you got about 2 months left and it's about to expire. That 35 went into a 30, you know. That 35 went into a 30. Yeah. Yeah. This, you whizzed past that sign. Keep your... Excuse me. Let me see the hands, please. Just keep them where I can see them. I'm sorry. Just, yeah, keep those hands where I can see them, okay? Okay. Listen, I want you to get your registration. Can you give me your registration? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This is current. This is current. I want you to slow down. Okay? I want you to slow down. There's no rush. There's no rush, okay? Slow down. Alright? Just slow it down. Just take it easy. There's no rush. Just take it easy, alright? Be a warning. No. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Come here. Come here. It's okay. It's alright. It's okay. Listen. Listen. We all make mistakes, okay? We all make mistakes. And I want you to know that I forgive you. You have a good night now. Okay.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Monsters in the Morning, Maniac Mike, and Touchdown Charlie here, giving you all the sport grease to really slide into the summer with. And speaking of summer...
The very grease that you need to use on your inspector to get that pool set up.
You know what? Why don't you... maybe you could help me out with this.
Give me the guy's name. I'll send my buddy...
I can't give you his name.
I'll send my buddy over there. The Colonel. You know the Colonel?
I've heard you talk about the Colonel. I don't know if I want to meet this man.
From the stink pit?
I've heard many of stories about Mr. Colonel.
Check it out. Me and him have actually just gone into business with each other.
Oh, yeah?
Guess what we're selling?
Grease?
We're designing and producing... You know the signs that the bums hold, right? Say, like, okay. I need money. I've got lung cancer.
Just the cardboard
whatever.
Signs that they write on with magic.
Well, Mike,
marker.
How long do you think those signs last? They're made of cardboard.
They seem to last quite some time because...
That's the illusion.
Okay.
They come to us. They pay a nominal fee. We give them what looks to be a tattered cardboard sign that lasts for seasons.
So you're manufacturing, you're creating the illusion of this ragged, tethered cardboard sign, which is probably made of some sort of composite material.
It's exactly right. It's made of a polymer composite that the Colonel has got a guy on the inside at a textile factory. So we've got all the goods are coming in on the cheap.
But I mean, it sounds great, but how much, it seems strange that these people down on their luck that have found themselves being homeless are able to afford such a an extravagant utensil in order to solicit
Well, Mike,
funds.
Let me answer your question with a question.
Sure, shoot.
Can they afford to not have the sign?
I would answer that question by saying yes.
No. How are they going to get the money without the sign?
They make their own sign.
Do you know how much time it takes to make one of those signs and how you'd have to make one?
I seen a man make one.
Do you know how long they last?
They seem to last a long time.
That's because they're using me and the Colonel's product.
How long have you been in business for?
Longer than you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Longer than homeless people have been out, you know, asking for donations to help them get back on their feet?
Those guys are making a sign a day. They're losing time. The time it takes to make that sign, they're not out there begging for money. I'm putting time in their pocket, which is in turn putting money in their pocket.
Why don't you try to maybe use this idea, which seems great. I'm applauding you and the Colonel on this new venture, and I hope all the best for you. But why don't you put your time and your energy into doing something more productive for I don't know, maybe a soup kitchen. Maybe you can make signs advertising a soup kitchen. Maybe you could use these signs in order to, you know, put up signs along the road saying, you know, have a good day, drive safely, be careful out there, slow down, take it easy, relax, it's okay. Why don't you do something like that? There's I mean, they're weatherproof, right? They're sound. Why don't you do something like that? Why don't you start reaching an arm out to the local community organizations, okay? I mean, I'm talking about talking to your mayor, to your local congressman.
When are you going to wake the fuck up?
What do you got? Hey, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got in that gym bag? What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got in that gym bag?
Hey there, Mike. What do you got?
All right, let's see what we got. The old gym bag. Oh, there we go. Smooth. Oh, here. I got some sugar-free diabetic sunscreen for my face.
Wait a second. Sugar-free?
Yeah, it's sugar-free for those who are suffering from diabetes.
So that's yeah, but there's not sugar. There's no sugar in.
There's trace amounts of sugar in some sunscreens. This is diet. This is special order prescription.
How much did you pay for that?
Well, over the counter, you're talking about $35.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is just a small tube.
How many fluid ounces is that?
This is 2.5 fluid.
Wow. So you can bring that on a plane.
It's good because here's the idea. I was noticing that even with the small trace amounts of the sunscreen, regular over-the-counter, store-bought stuff you get at Walgreens and whatnot, if it gets in my mouth, if that gets in my mouth, which a lot of times it did.
Why is it getting in your mouth? You're eating it? You're getting
this
hungry.
This is all an accident. You know, when I apply sunscreen on liberally.
Right, great.
In celebration of France making it into the World Cup Championship, go France. I have a dozen assorted macaroons.
Oh, look at those. Those are like little pastries there.
They're delicious. Mm.
But again, I have one?
I'm sorry, I can't.
But wait, you're diabetic. How are you going to eat these?
That's a very good question. What I've been doing is I nibble on them. So again, very small amounts.
Right? Great.
And I have a bag of tree stars.
Oh, no.
Just to remind me of the fall, really. They are leaves, but, I thought that maybe...
Actually, Mike, I don't want to make a fool of you, but I believe it's pronounced star tree.
Sure, yeah. You're right. I have a bag of star trees in my gym bag.
Right. Great. Okay.
What do you got in yours?
Let's take a look what we got here today.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is just a replacement. It's just a big vanilla.
I was going to say, yeah. Just yeah. A big manila.
Manila. I said vanilla. What do we got here?
What do you got in that manila?
Oh, well, here's a given. Big League Chew. Grape.
Could I have actually a little bit of that?
Nope.
See, I knew you were going to say no.
Because you're diabetic. I was just looking out for you.
Sure.
If you knew I was going to say no, why would you even ask?
I was testing you. I just wanted to see what you would say if I asked.
Next I have here. Oh, you can take a look. I've got one of my signs. One of my homeless signs.
Mm.
See, it's a multi-viscous polymer, okay? It's rainproof, snowproof, lava-proof.
What does those words say in there?
Huh? This is just a prototype here.
Oh, okay. That's what it says. It says prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was going to say, why would they hold a sign that says prototype on it?
No, this is just, yeah. It's...
Okay. No, that makes a lot of sense.
And then finally, because I know you've been looking for it, because you've been jealous of it, so I've been hiding it, my yellow hat.
I'm not jealous of the gosh darn yellow hat.
Huh? It's staying sealed in a new manila envelope after we're done here.
Again, yellow is my color. A lot of people have said that when I married June in a very small private ceremony, I had a yellow tie on. I actually believe it or not. It was a gorgeous ceremony.
Right, great.
What do you got?
Hey, what do I got?
Say, what do you got?
Oh, what do I got?
Hey, what do you got, Matthew?
All right, that's going to be wrapping things up here at Monsters in the Morning. Once again, my name is Mr. Maniac, and with me as always is...
What's the stupidest kind of music? Definitely jazz. It's me, Touchdown Chaz.
I actually love jazz.
You know, I know that you do, and I gotta stand by it. I don't like it. I think it's stupid.
I think you gotta give it a chance.
I think you gotta give, you know, dieting a bigger chance.
I think I do too.
Why don't you?
I gotta want to change.
You do. You gotta hit bottom.
I gotta hit bottom.
What's your bottom gonna be?
I don't know. I guess we'll know when that time comes, you know?
It wasn't finding you scraping the bottom of a mayonnaise jar. That wasn't bottom.
No.
But you know what? Bottom. What's my bottom, you know?
That's true. What is your bottom?
Also, I don't know. So
these are the questions that haunt us, I think.
Well, you know what else haunts me? Is the ghost that lives in my apartment.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a real shame.
Freaks me out.
And rightfully so. You should be very scared of something like
Boo.
That.
Boo.
Ah.